Well, Dale, all those stoppages of rain, but you finally got there.
Yeah, you know, we did very, very well to get that score. You know, I think after the last game, batters struggling to, we struggled to get to 200, and then, you know, Dawson and Smith again, really good batting, and I thought even at the end, that wasn't an easy wicket. And we made some valuable runs at the end. Obviously, we had a good start too. The only concern is that when I won at the top four trying to bat through, we haven't been able to do that. And that's putting that middle order under a bit of pressure, but they did very well today.
For 2 days running, Smith and Dawson have put on over 120 in their partnerships.
Yeah, I mean, it's been gold, really. The last game, probably a bit of a lost cause, but at least it saved a bit of face. It was a really good wicket as well, and, you know, very disappointed the way we batted. Whereas today, I think that it was a good wicket, but there was just something there for the spinners. The odd ball hit a crack, and because it's been used for so long. So even, you know, to get 280 on there was an unbelievable effort.
Of course, then when you have rain stoppages and the Duckworth-Lewis comes into play, what were you thinking with all that?
Yeah, you just don't have much control of that. And I was a bit worried because having got those first two wickets, we had a real chance of squeezing them. And then I think the Duckworth-Lewis would have really played in our favour. But we bowled four good overs and six poor ones, I thought. And we sort of let them back in. To them, they played well too. They didn't just go in the shell. They tried to play positively. But, you know, I think Dawes has been the difference with the ball as well. Bowled really well in nearly every game. And he really spun the ball today. You know, those wickets that he got there made the difference in the end.
He's been immense since he's come back from Essex, hasn't he?
It's great coaching, yeah. Well, we had a chat to him yesterday, and at the end of the day, you will know that as well, Jamie, everybody gets dropped every now and then. If you're not performing, for me, I think it's a natural process. It makes you have to go and takes you out of an environment. It makes you think about a few things that you probably haven't thought of when you're comfortable. And it isn't a nice thing, you know. But at the end of the day, I've got to make the right decisions for the team, for the players. And it's something that's happened over 100 years. You know, you go back and you get some form, and you maybe change a few of your thoughts, and you come back a better player. The good players do that. You know, the not so good players, they don't come back. That's what I want. I want the players playing as well as they can, and to see him doing what he's doing is what I expect from him. And I've told him that. So I'm thrilled for him, and you know, what he's done for the team is he's put in match-winning performances.